Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Ayin Aleph, 10th paragraph from Maseches Nedarim. Let's see the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Noja v'hi arusa niskasha boi bayoim. So the case of the Mishnah we'll see talks about she made an ed when she was in arusa. Zakta Mishnah Nisgar Shabai Bayayim Nisar Shabai Bayayim Afilu Meyo. Right now, she is with a different Oros. Afilu Meyo. Afilu Meyo. The halacha is Oviyo Baylo Ha'achron Mifini Dorea. This is the halacha of Oros Achron. The Mishnah tells us that the halacha is that the Oros Achron is mefin nedarim with the yav. It's that klal kol shliyot lushus atzma shor achas ovir bail ha achron mefin nedareho. That as long as she was not yotzo lushus atzma, that means she didn't leave the rishus of the father. Then the halacha is that ovilu ba'al ha'achin mefin dereho, the av has his part in the haforas nedarim with the oros achron. Akapom. So let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah. Nachum, the Mishnah says she made a neder when she was an arusa, and that oros is out. Out of the picture, Nisgashu, Abregerishu. Right? Now, is that Dafkam, that it's because through a Gerishin, or any reason why he's out? Let's say he died. Right? Kimavur later that in Achanami, right? That's the Gerishin over here is Lav Dafkam. Anything which will take the Oros out of the picture over here is Bukhlal this halacha. Now we'll see in the Ran that why the Mishnah is speaking about this all happening on the same day. A lot of events happening on the same day. Right? Why is that necessary? The Mishnah seems to be making a point. But there's another point which the Ran doesn't touch on, that the case of the Gemara is Nodra Vihi Arus. She made when was the nether made? The mission talks about that the nether was made when she was in Arusa. Now that's also something to think about. As follows, that we know the halacha is that Arus is made for Bekoidin. So let's say the first Oros, right? I mean, let's say she makes a nether, right? Never was nisarasa before. She makes a nether, well, veisavia. Right? So the halacha is that now she's nisarasa. So the din is that avil bailam efinidarel, right? So this that the Oros is made for a nether, he's made for bekoidin. He could be made for a nether which was made before she was in his rishus at all. That might have to do the more told us might have to do the fact that he's b'shut v'is ha'av, but akoponim it works. So therefore, in this case also, now the halacha over here bikur is the halacha of the oros achron. Right, that's the halacha that the Mishnah is coming to discuss. Now, as far as Oros Achron is concerned, then does it make any difference when the nether was made? The Mishnah talks about the nether was made by the Oros Rishon. Would the nether have been made by even before the Oros Rishon? Right, in the Shus of the Av, would that make any difference? that's maybe something to think about. L'chayra, it shouldn't. L'chayra, it should not make any difference. And even if she made the neder b'vei savia, and then she was nisarsa to the first oris, and then the whole story continues. That skarsh of v'chulu, and then we have an oris achron over here. The same halacha should apply. That is what we think at first glance. Does anyone have any comments on that?
I would think that
yeah.
Anything she made base avia before she became an arusa bichlal, it wouldn't and wouldn't matter if it was the first arus now hearing about it, that it has to be the father and the arus. Or the first Aris never heard about it at all, and it wasn't until the second Aris came along that he heard about it, should also be the father and the Aris. Seems to me it should be the same exact din, meaning there would be no Havamina to say that, you know, the father could do it alone at that point. Or, you know, because it's not a Nisrokne issue, really. It's just a Kodmim issue. The fact that the middle Baal never heard about it, I don't know, might just be completely irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. And if he did, and if the first one did hear about
you're talking about one where the first one heard about it, and then he divorced her. Okay, then yeah, I agree. Maybe that's the same as the other cases here. Yeah. Okay.
By that, I mean that's Kinnir is what I'm just talking about. Well, Hakoponim.
Wouldn't there also be a havamin to think that if she made it koidmin, when she's still in the rushus of the av, and she was, then later she made a nether, then she became an arusa, wouldn't there be a havamin that the father alone could do it?
Because
she did it berushus av alone.
Okay, that might be true. Maybe we need a source for that, but I believe we do. I mean, that's really before our Mishnah, right? Now, I mean, to say like this, our Mishnah is bigger talking about the Chiddush of Oris Achron, right?
Yeah.
The previous Mishnah was talking about when you have the first Oris, right? So that we already accepted that as a halacha, that a ned which was made b'vei saviha, and then she's Nisar, so the Oros could be Mefer, he has a din to be Mefer, this Nether, even though the Nether was made before
Koyman.
Yeah, that's the halacha of Koyman, right? So you know, we're already came to terms with that, right? And we're discussing now in the next step that now that there's a different Oros here. That's what we're discussing. So what you're saying could be true, but that's pre this Mishnah, right? We want to know, as a result of this Mishnah, is there a difference between the Oros Rishon and the Oros Achron? Right? That's where we're coming into this right now. So what would you say about that? Any comments on that?
Perhaps the Mishnah feels it's a bigger Chiddush to mention that the Neder was made during the Oros Rishon. In other words, for sure, if it was made kodmim, then that's you know already settled the halacha. But here, that she made it by the aris rishon, the fact that that the last aris is allowed to be made for it is maybe the Mishnah feels it's a bigger chiddush.
Well, why would that be?
Because,
how do you understand that?
Because you know she made it now in the time of the aris rishon.
She made it what?
She made the nether in the time of the Aris Rishon. So we might think that it doesn't get passed on to the last Aris.
Okay. Possibly. It's possibly so. It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't make an issue b'chlal about
right.
this
okay.
point. Right, the whole need in the Gemara is, you know, a nether which was nishma to the Oris Rishon, right? And that doesn't really make a difference as far as, you know, right. as far as what we're talking about, when the nether was made.
Well, this is a reaction to the Rav's question.
Yeah. So it's like interesting that this point is not really mentioned. The Ran who touches on every slight nuance over here, doesn't make mention on this. Yeah. Akapon. Yeah. So if the pasuk there's a chiddush, but as far as the halacha itself, I would feel that it's not dafka in the Mishnah, and therefore the halacha applies even if the nether was made by the Av, and maybe there's a chiddush. Not so Shlomo saying over here. Maybe there's a chiddush in the fact that it was made by the Yoros. Okay, now let's focus on what the Ran is the Medaik over here. The fact that Mishnah is saying that this all happened on one day. All happened on one day. Now this that it should happen on one day. Always has to do with the fact that this is halacha of Yom Shamay, and after the Yom Shamay, one can't be mefer anymore. That's a very general statement without saying any too much of an explanation in that. Now let's see the Ran. We'll see the Ran of the Ran talks about how he speaks, and then we'll work it out. So the first thing is that the Ran tells us that this is included in the halacha, which, like we're saying, it starts even before the discussion of Oris Achron. Oris Rishon also, it's negay the halacha of Koidmin. His halacha of Koidmin is when it's made by the father, and the point of Koidmin that it's made Koidim that she was niches into his rishos. So when you talk about an Oris Achron, so it's just relevant the fact that it was made before his Arison at some time before that. So theoretically, and if you want to just focus on that, that halacha really could talk about it, even if she made the nether after the gerushin, right? And she's by the av right now once again, and now she's nisar. So that's also an issue of koidman, right? The base halacha of koidman. Koidman just means that the nether was made before she entered the vishos. That is having the ability to partake in the haforim. Now our mission over here is talking about that she made the nether by the Oros Rishon. Right, that's the context of the koyman that we're discussing. So as far as that's concerned, that's not an issue because the Oros is made for the koyman, and Oros Achron also has that halacha. Now, look around. V'haydi nokat niskasha boi bayoim v'nis arso boi bayoim. Zokteran. Now, this Ran right now is focusing on. The Mishnah says niskasha boi bayoim and niskasha boi bayoim. Both of these things happen on the same day. That the Oros Rishon was nistalik. The Oros Rishon left the picture. And the Oros Achron entered the picture all on one day. Zokteran, why is that an important condition over here? So that the Ran says, Mishum de Bishoma Askinum. We're talking about there was a Shmi. Dehainu Azoi. Right? That means that in Ochanami, right? If there was no Shmi, right, and that we would understand, like I mentioned before, the limitation of the boy by yom has to do with the yom shama, right? So that means that it started the yom shama. The yom shama starts with a shmi. A shmi is when one of the two parties, or both of the two parties, right? Hears the neder, right? Then the clock starts ticking. So in a chenami, if there was no shmia, then in a chenami, it's not relevant the halacha of the skasha boy bayim, sasa boy bayim. However, Zotaran, the reason why the mission is saying this is because the vishoma askin, we're talking about that there was a shmia here, to shoma orus or shoma av. One of the two heard it, that's what the mission is talking about. Mishum hochi dafka boy bayim. That's why it has to be done dafka on this day. Avobiyim shal achra of loy. But if we would be standing on the next day after the Yom Shmiya is over, then they wouldn't be able to be made for the neder. The kivne shoma chad minayu v'leihofer, since one of the two, and we'll work it out in a moment. Kivne the shoma chad minayu v'leihofer kaimel in idre, that would be a kiyum on the neder, and therefore it wouldn't be relevant to be made for anymore. The Gemara will discuss who heard it. Right, more later. But let's hear the Ran now. Right, what the Ran is saying. Zokter Ran, so let's take one case at a time. Let's say the Oros, right? Shoma Oros Askin, right? So there was a Shmiya Oros. Now we're saying that like in Benegeto we discussed before that even if the neder really was made before if she was nechus into the Shus Oros, but as far as this is concerned, right, that would apply to that also, right? Saying this whole Mishnah Lachare has the same thing, even if neder was made before. Zokter Ram, talking about that there was a shmiya. So now, we're discussing that if there's a shmiyas ha-oris. Oris Rishon, right? Oris Rishon, he heard the neder. Now let's follow this through. He had a shmiya, and the reason why the Mishnah is saying boy bayoyim is because if we don't have the Bay Bayoim, then there'll be a kiyum on the nether, and you can't be made for it anymore. So let's work this through over here, okay? Okay. So let's say the case of the Mishnah. She made the nether while she's after the Erisin, okay? After Erisin, and the Oris hears the nether. So we understand that if the end of the day came, right, at this point, and nothing changed, then it'll be Mikui, right? Now, let's say he was Megarisher, right? Because the Mishnah says two things, right? That the Gerishin, Niskansha, Vinisarasa, right? Just opening up. Not really, but more later discusses. But this is just to be more this right now. That let's say he was megarisher boy bayim, right? So the Oros Rishon is out of the picture. But the Aries, the second Aries, and the Oros Achron doesn't come into the picture till a later date, right? Hastis. Why does the second Erisin or the subsequent Erisin have to be boy bayoyim? I understand meaning say like this is that we understand that the halacha is that if someone has a shmiya and the day ends, right, with his having a shmiya and with his sika, that's a basis for a hakoma. But if he left the picture before the end of the day, so why does that make a hakama? Right? In other words, you don't have a shesika. You don't have his shesika at the end of the day when he could have made the nether, could have made the hafor, because at the end of the day he did not have the ability to make hafor anymore. He was gone. Right? So why is it that the Mishnah would be talking about that it was Nis'ar, so also Boy Bayoim. And that's what we want. Why do we need the two things? I understand that the Gerushin has to happen Boy Bayoim, because otherwise the Oros who had the Shmiyah, when the last moment of the day is passing through and he's being Shaisik, that'll create a hakomo, and then things are over as far as Hafar is concerned. But if he was Megarish her before the end of the day, so at the end of the day he's not here. Right? So his Shika at the end of the day should not cause anything. So if that's so then why do I need that the next Erushin should be Boy Bayayin?
Because right? We need it because the Pasuk says Bayon Shama. And she said it today, so the next still has to be Boba Yom.
Okay. So let's bring this point to the table. When we're talking about the Oros Achron, right, or really each individual person, doesn't each individual person have their own Yom Shamayim?
It doesn't seem like this from the Mishnah.
Oh,
it's saying "filu mea pamim." It all seems like it's boba yom, one day.
No, yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out. So you mentioned about the Yom Shamay, but what we're just pointing out over here is that does the Shmiya, let's say, of the Av affect the Oros, or does the Shmi of the Oros affect the Baal? Doesn't each one have their own Yom Shamay?
So we're going in the wrong at this point. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're taking a double posture that if the father heard about it today, right, forgetting about any divorces and the dying, right, but if the father heard about it today and was Mefer, right, and the Baal heard about it tomorrow, that he has till the end of tomorrow to be made for it, right? That we're taking as a double question?
Right.
So the question is the Shmi of the Baal Rishon, does that affect the Baal Sheni?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're saying that the Netter could be done on Tuesday, but someone else could heard it on Wednesday, that's Yom Shoma.
Right. Isn't that, that's... Listen, in a simple scenario, right? Let's say without anyone else, just a father and a daughter, right? She makes a neder Sunday, right? He doesn't hear about it till Tuesday. So when did the clock start ticking for the Yom Shamay?
Tuesday,
right? So by the same token, that if they have two people involved, does the Yom Shamay of one person affect the other person?
So we're saying no. So
right. And by the same token, we're thinking that the Yom Shamay of the Oros Rishon should also not affect the Yom Shamay of the Oros Achron, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if the Oros Rishon didn't finish out his day. If you finished out his day, then
right. So I wouldn't consider that affecting the Yom Shamay of the Oros Achron. It would be just that he made his personal hakama and shine. Then now no one could be made even on the Yom Shamay. You can't right. It's nothing to do right. No one has any effect on the other person's Yom Shamay. Right? You know he might do something which takes away the ability of someone to be made for anymore, even though it's still Yom Shama. That's what we're assuming right now. So therefore, but Ramacham, you're right. Because we're in the question mode right now, right? So if you're bothered, that's what we're doing, right? We're raising the question over here.
Well, I'm bothered because the Mishnah says Bo Bayom. It sounds like all of them have to have heard it on that day.
Right, so that's exactly the question that we're together, yeah. Right? So we want to know why is that so? Why is that so? So the truth is that this really has to do with the Gemara later on, Shmuel later on discusses that whether the Gerushin itself should act as a Hakama, or not. Right? So true that he wasn't present, this Oros Rishon wasn't present at the last moment of the Yom Shamay, that his Shika should make a Hakama, but possibly the mere fact that he was Megarisher, right, at that point he was Megarisher, and without making a Hafara, that in itself might cause a Hakama.
But then even Boba Yom isn't going to help. If Gerushin is like Hakama, then even if the second Oros comes Boba Yom, it's not going to help. No?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right. He's asking about you.
Okay. Training course.
Oh, okay. Good to see you.
Yeah, okay, good to see you. Okay, right. So this we'll have to see in the Gemara, right? Okay, but this is a question which at this point, this needs explanation.
When I thought, the way I understood the Ranshi anyway, which I don't think the Rambam would be different, but that when he does the Gerushin, or when the Baal does the Gerushin or is Mace, the father then can be made for, it's Nisroken to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when the second Erison then comes that he loses that ability, that now the second one needs to do it with him. The second Oros has to do it with him. But if he would be Mefer before the second Erison, then it would be Mufer.
That's true.
And so therefore, when he isn't Mefer by the end of the day, I think the Ron even says this, when he's not Mefer, so the father, let's say, did his
you're
part.
Right now we're discussing there's only Shmi beside the Oros.
Is what?
Only the Oros had the Shmi.
Fine, so the Shmi had an Oros, and he did his Hafara.
Right.
And then he was
so it's Nisroken to the father,
and now the whole thing is Nisroken to the father.
Right. And the father still didn't hear. Right, the father is not, you know, he's out of town. All right, that's what we're discussing right now. right, that's what we're discussing right now. Honestly, right?
I don't think the Ron understands our Mishnah that way.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I would say just that he doesn't even understand that's the case. Maybe Taki Nachinami, what you're saying is the case. That's because he says specifically that because the father wasn't made for by the end of that day, that's why he can't do it tomorrow.
So very good, very good. Let's see, we're just trying to translate the Ran, and you're telling us that we're missing information. Because Nami, the Ran right now the Ran says the reason why it has to be by Yom is because it was either the father heard or the Oros heard. Right? Either or. Those are the words of the Ran at this point. And we're coming to see if we could translate those words literally, or we'll see that we're going to run into a dead end, and we'll have to incorporate that, you know, the Ran, there's something missing over here. That's what Michael's telling us in the Hanami. Right? If you learn the Ran further, you know that you know, the thing, you're gonna run into a dead end over here. Right? Okay, so that's what we're just contemplating to see, if that's where we're going to end up or not. Right? That's what we want to know. So again, the Ran at this point seems to be saying that the reason why it has to be by Bayom is because either of the two heard it, right? So we're working through the case of the Oros hearing, right? And we're trying to figure out that if the Oros heard it, granted that the Gerushin had to have been during this day, because if the Gerushin happens the next day, then his Shmia will cause at the end of the day his own hakama, but we want to know is that why does the Mishnah say both the Gerushin and the next Erusin have to be done on the first day, right? That was the question that we were dealing with. Right. So right. Okay. So we'll leave that right now as a question, right? And we'll see if it's taka. Not sufficient over here. Now the Ran also talks about the Shmias Ha'av, right? The Shmias Ha'av. Now this is where that point it will be true, like you're saying. Let's talk about if the Av heard it, right? And on that, the Ran is saying that would be an explanation, a reason why that everything has to happen on the same day. Because if the Av heard it, right? So So let's hear like this. So the first step is the gerush, right? The gerush has to be by bayayim, right? If the gerush is not bayayim, and the av heard it, so fine. So the shmiel at the end of the day of the av, even though there is an oris in the picture, but we know that the halacha is that even though even at the point when the mefer b'shutfis, but each one's hakoma, right? Will cause a hakoma. All right. So therefore, the father over here who had a shmiya, if things don't happen, by the end of the day, then there'll be a hakomo. Now, 1 second, just think for a second. The av was shoma. That's what it has to be. Dafko boy bayoyim. Av was shoma. Yeah. So what we need just to speak through is as follows. I mean, the halacha in the mission over here is that we're saying that avil o baila are mefir nederah, that so we're working that there is a hafora of the av and the oris achron, right? That's what we're coming to say. But what we're coming to say is that that's only going to work if the oris achron is in the picture on the yom shomay. Right. So this still needs explanation over here. If the father heard it, right? So if the father heard it, so we understand that if he's shoysik by the end of the day, that will cause a coma. But regardless, the case over here is talking about that the av was mefer. Right? That's the halacha over here. Right? That the av was mefer. So let him be mefer now. Right? Let him be mefer now. So let's just follow this rule over here, right? So let's say the av was mefer, right? So if the av was mefer, so even if the gerushin doesn't take place till tomorrow, that's not gonna, his shmiya is not going to cause a hakom, right? Since he was mefer, right? So theoretically, right? Why can't the gerushin take place till tomorrow? Take place tomorrow. Right? In other words, we'll have the Shmir Sa'av today. Right?
He does a hafar, and the Baal didn't hear.
Right. Baal didn't hear. Right. So you know, the point always is supposed to be that the reason why it has to be on the same day is because there was a Shmir, and as a result of the Shmir, that Shmir will end up making a hakoma, which will take away the ability for us to make a hafara. But well, that's all good if the shemeya was not mefer yet, right? But if the shemeya was mefer, then the end of the day coming should not make any difference, right? You're not going to turn his seeker into a hakoma if he was mefer already. Hakoponim da'av, let's say, right? We could really maybe could have talked about this by the Oris also, right? So therefore we're in question right now that why is it necessary that the gerushin took place on the same day of the shmiyas ha'av, right? If the shmiyas ha'av, because let the av hear and let him be mefer, right? Now, in a chami, if the case just is that the av was not mefer, and we want to talk about, you know, him being mefer together at the same time as the oris achron, then in a chami, right? But theoretically, like we're saying, you know, the case really doesn't really have to be l'chodra, because if the av heard, granted, let the av have heard, but let him make a hafara, so fine. So then we're not concerned anymore about his Yom Shamay and let the case continue on. But let's hear now. Let's take it through. So we don't understand. At least I don't understand why the Gershin had to have been on the same day. Now let's take it a step further, right? That we have the Gerushin. After the Gerushin takes place, and like Michael raised the point, this is a very important thing to the Cheshbon over here, that between the Gerushin, the first Gerushin, and the second Oros comes into the picture, you know, this is the regular Nisroikna to the Av situation. Right? So at this point, it's Nisroikna to the Av, and now the Av has a din to be made for the chelik ha'oros. So now this piece over here is already relevant because his shsika, the shsika of the av, will affect this, right? So were the second erisin to happen at a later date, right? After the first gerushin. So then we'll have a problem of a Yom Shamay. Right? Means like this, is that after the first Gerushin happens, so now the Oros is out of the picture. So now the Av is the only one who's here. Now there's the Nisroikna, so the Chelik HaOros, like, comes to the Av. Right? The Av, you know, even if he was Mefer, but he was Mefer his part, right? And we have to make a new Hafara, right, on the chelik ha'oros. So the fact that he was already had a shmiya on this nether, right, will set the time clock clicking. But let me even speak at another point just to have the whole picture over here. That concerning the av being made for the chelik ha'oros, there's a yom shamay there also. Which, even though the Av heard the nether yesterday, but he didn't have the Chelik HaOros yet. So the Yom Shamay concerning the Chelik HaOros should start at the point that he gets the Chelik at the point of the Nisraikana. Right? But regardless, as soon as that Nisraikana takes place, now the clock is ticking. So
I'm a little worried about this case.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Because the case where the father was Mefer and the Baal didn't hear, and then the Baal was Megare Shamis.
Right.
That's the case all the way back that Beis Hillel said doesn't work because of Iklish Kalish.
Okay. And okay.
So it might be that there the father cannot be Mefer, the Chelik of the Baal, maybe even according to the Ran, without the... Not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you learn this sugya versus that sugya. It might be that if you learn that there's no stirivis in the sugyas, then the Baal can't, according to Beis Hillel, the father can't do it alone. He can only do it with the Baal, even according to the Ran, I think. No? You hear what I'm saying? Because of Iklish Kalish.
Yeah, right. So on the contrary, what you're being right now is... See, I was trying to, and you're saying good, I was trying to show that the Shmiya Sa'av will be relevant at this time, which would make it necessary for the second Erisin to happen quickly, right? Mm-hmm. But you're being ma'ir that the truth of the matter is that there is no Nisraken according to Beis Hillel in that case. And if that's so the Av regardless can't be made for the Chelik Ha'orus. So what's the Rosh?
maybe. I mean, right? We're making an assumption there that because he can't do it, so and he can only do it when the Oros comes in, then we can just wait till the Oros comes in, then he can do it. But maybe it doesn't work that way. I don't know. But
yeah, okay. That might be right. I mean, I think that, well, what do you say? Right?
You're saying that and the Av can't do it, right, because of Maklish, right?
Yeah.
So, but you're saying that if an Ars comes in later, he would be able to do it, or it's already
So if he comes in on the same day, it seems for sure he can do it.
Right.
Because if he comes, like, in the Mukum of the Ars.
Right, but if he comes in
the question
next
is, what if he comes in the next day? Do we say that really there was nothing the Av could do, so finally he came in the next day, let him do it now? Or...
or no, we don't say like that for whatever
reason. And that he can't do it at all.
And then they wouldn't be able to do it at all. You'd have to rush to get an Aris the same day, and if we wanted to be made for it.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not sure what the lumdus of that would be. I'm leaving that open. I'm just suggesting that it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're really right. These are totally in the Cheshbonis, a little bit in the Hemshech HaGemara. Right? So we're just being ma'orer there, and in truth, maybe we have to know better the whole sugya in order to understand this properly. But this question, when we come back around, that why does both the Erisin and the Gerishin, actually the Gerishin and Erisin, have to be both on the same day, right? That's what we have to work out, why that's so. The Ran seems to say that either one of the two, right? Which, you know, is probably based on the Gemara later. So we have to see why the Shmiya of one of these two would make it necessary that both the Gerishin and the Erisin, Leiris and Ha'achron, has to be on the same day.
From the power of your question, even though the Ran doesn't seem to ask this question,
okay,
I'm entertaining that maybe it's Litzdadim. That the Bo Biyom, one Bo Biyom is going in the case where the father heard, and the other Bo Biyom is going for the case where the Baal heard.
Oh yeah, okay.
And it's just telling us both different cases.
Okay. That's a possibility.
And the other way to go, which I don't think works in the Gemara, is that they both heard and didn't do anything. I just don't think that works in the Hemshech of the Gemara, because they try to bring a riot to Shmuel. I don't think that would work.
Right. Okay. So that's that point, which maybe we don't yet have the ability to make the full cheshbonis. But just to be ma'orer, to open up the questions over here. Okay, so that's what the Ran already right away says. And like we'll see, it becomes very, very relevant at this point in the Gemara. We'll just say the next Ran, even though that's not so much the point right now in the Sugya. Zahaklal kol shlo yotzel l'shus atzma sho'achas. What does yotzel l'shus atzma refer to? We're talking about Yotza Rishus Atzma as concerning the Rishus, leaving the Rishus Ha'av, Shloi Bogro, V'loi Nisus. The Bogro Nisus, Yotza Rishus Av. Then she leaves the father's Rishus, V'oris L'chudei L'matzi Mefer. Right, that we know that the Oris himself can never be Mefer. The Oris himself, he always needs the Shutfus Ha'av. So therefore, if she was Yotza from the Shutfus Ha'av, and now we don't have the Shutfus of the Av, then the Oris can't be made for that. That's a problem, even Oris Rishon. That's not an Oris Achron issue. That's a general Oris problem.
So if she's Bagra, and she's not in the Shutfus of the Av, or in the Shutfus of the Oris, nobody can be made for another Av. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
She could be mocking it.
She could be mocking. She would have.
The always, the case of Nisus is only negated to an always Achman, not always Rishon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, she gets married and yeah, married to right, right. Then she gets, then she's re-engaged.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. We'll see that, I think Michael already touched on this, that a second Orus, the status of Orus Achron might be only concerning certain Nidorim, and therefore concerning other Nidorim, he might have the status of an Orus Rishon, right? Namely, Nidorim, which are first made by him, right?
Oh.
Right? Right? So that probably he would have it in the, of an Oris Rishon concerning that. So just to get to your point that right. Even though Avada, you're right that the case has to be that, you know, it's a second marriage, but in din, so it's not a halacha of Oris Achron there, right? And right, that's, you know, because this halacha is
he would do it with the father in that case.
Yeah.
That case.
This is a point. It will come again. But once we mention this now, that the halacha of Oris Achron
is only relevant to a neder which was made akoponim back by the Oris Vishin. Right? But a neder which was made after the Oris Vishin, and I would say even before the Oris Achron comes in the picture, but let's say she's Nizgarsha, right? There's a Gershon from the Oris Vishin, she's at a picture, and now first she makes a neder. So I would think that things start all over again. Right? This is if she made an eder by her father, and now an Oris comes into the picture. Right? That would be the fact that there was a previous Oris, I would think, has no bearing on such an eder at all.
So wouldn't the third Oris become like the first one?
Third Oris?
Third or fourth, whatever. I mean, now there's no first one anymore, so who...
Right, that's what we're saying. We're saying a neder that was made after any Oris is out of the picture, so any previous Oris is not in the Cheshm anymore. So the next Oris really has the din of the Oris Rishon.
Yes,
yeah.
I have a very basic question, I'm not being much more I know. So if she's, without mixing in a second or third Oris, if she's married, divorced, and she's still a Nara,
now, married, you mean the soon, or are you talking about
Nisun?
Nisun, okay.
Nisun and divorced. Can right. The father be Mefer and Adam still an out?
No. So once she's Nisun.
In the case of Nisun, doesn't fit what you just said.
Well, I thought what you were saying was that it's only relevant the din of Nisus by an Oris Achron. The halach of Nisus is that taka that the Av can't be Mefer. Right? Right? So I thought your point was that. Well, if she's nisses from that first marriage, granted the father's out of the picture, but her husband could be mefer for her right now. So it's only negeya to talk about, you know, the difference of nisses and not. This is will only affect the next oris. The fact that she's nisses now will affect that next oris because he doesn't have the father. Right. Now, definitely, before she gets nisaris to the second time, definitely there's no father, so the father can't be mefer, right? Yeah. Okay, one more then. Zog the Gemara. Okay, ready for the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Menon the Oris Achron Mefer Nidorim Sheniru La Oris Rishon. The Gemara is coming with an assumption over here that the Oris Achron could be Mefer even Nidorim that were Niru La Oris Rishon. Now the concept of Niru, the Ran tells us, Kiseida, that refers to a Shmia. A Shmia of the Oris Rishon. That means that we're up to we're up to step two, really. Meaning to say like this is that means that we have two levels. We have a nether which was made by the Oris Rishon. Okay, but we'll talk about that. We'll see in a minute whether that's so accurate. But a neder which was made by the Oris Rishon, okay, which was already made by the Oris Rishon. Right? That's probably might be more accurate. Right? A neder which was made already by the Oris Rishon, but there was no Shmir. Right? And then the Oris is nostalgic, and a second Oris comes into the picture. That is level number one, which the Gemara is not discussing that. Right? The Gemara is discussing a chiddush further than that. The Gemara is talking about that if there was a shmia, if the Oris had a shmia on, the Oris Rishon had a shmia on that neder, and now we want to know that how do you know that Oris Achron could be made for that neder? Now, I would say again that when the neder was made, really doesn't make a difference. As it was made already by the time the Oris Rishon comes in, and how do you, and he had a shmia, so that's the issue of the Gemara. Now let's just truth is that we already had this discussion as far as a shmia is concerned by the Av. So let's just remind ourselves about this. Now, the Gemara told us is halach of Nisraikna. The halacha of the Nisraikna is that when the Oris leaves the picture, dies, or megarish, then a nether which was made is nisrek into the av, and the av now could be made for the nether by himself. Now, and the Gemara discussed these two levels. A nether which was loy shoma ha'oris, loy nir lo oris vision, and then, he never heard this nether, and he's added a picture before he even heard it. There's an estrangement to Av, and the Av could be made for this nether totally by himself. And then you have a case where there was a shmia, the oris had a shmia on this nether. And the Mora also dealt with that in two levels. A bigger chiddush if it was shoma. I think the Ran uses terms like a schia in the nether. The shmia, the fact that there's a shmia is, you see from over here, from this Nis Gemoras, that it's not just a technicality. That, if you hear it, you know about it, so then technically you know to be made for it, right? But you see that it's more than that, right? That through a shmia, he becomes associated to the nether in a stronger way. And therefore, to pass on that right, that schus, that power that he has in the nether, we need special sources for that. And that's what the Gemara over there discussed. And now this Gemara over here is also really touching on the same idea concerning the Oris Achron. Right? That means that the Gemara seems to be saying that, well, we know that if the Oris Rishon didn't have a Shmia, that we understand, at least that much is Mivuyir in the Mishnah. What the source to that is, that's maybe what we'll have to see in the Gemara, right? But on that first level, on nether which the Oris Rishon did not have a shmia, and this that the Oris Achron could be made for the chelik ha'oris, that's one level, and even if we know that he could do that. But the Gemara wants to know that Heicha, where there's a Shmia to the Oris Rishon, how do you know that the Oris Achron can be made for even a nether that the first Oris had a Shmia, that he was Zoyche in the nether? That means, and I just want to point out something, that means even though we already learned, right, and I'm going to touch on this, but just bring out the point, is that even though we know that there is, in Halacha, there's no difference as far as the Shreik Tatayav, whether there's a Shmiya or not a Shmiya, nevertheless, that doesn't therefore say, well, there's no difference, so when you come to the Oris Achron, there's also no difference, right? You can't necessarily learn one from the next. And therefore, even if it were to be, even though it is, that as far as the Shreik Tatayav, there's no difference whether, Halacha, right? That might be different. But Akapanim, but in Din, the Av, there's an instruction to the Av, even if there's a Shmia to the Oris, nevertheless, as far as the Halacha of Oris Achron, this that the Oris Achron takes over, there could still be a difference whether there's a Shmia or not. And that's why the Moran wants to know, that how do you know that even if there's a Shmia to the Oris Rishon, the Oris Achron also will be able to take over this nether and be made for him. That's the more same.
And the Oris Rishon didn't pass
do
anything?
Yeah,
he just sat there? What happened to the Oris Rishon? He didn't do anything?
Right.
So that's, if he didn't do anything, that's, that, we're not saying that's like a kiyum?
Yeah, there's no kiyum, right?
Why not? If he didn't do anything, then it's like a hakom.
So maybe he wasn't around by the end of the day, right? That's what we discussed.
No, but if
before.
He was Shomeya.
What?
If he was Shomeya, right, and didn't do anything.
But was he here by the end of the day? So you're assuming that he was.
Yeah.
So, but if he wasn't?
He wasn't.
So then would your problem bother you?
Well, if he was Shomeya and didn't do anything, if he's not there by the end of the day, he had a chance to be mafia and he didn't. So,
it's not. It wouldn't be dependent on the end of the day.
Maybe it has to be. It still has to be depending on the end of the day. Right?
Okay, so if it has to depend on the end of the day, and he left before the end of the day, so then you wouldn't have that halacha that his sikkur would make a kiyum.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to read through the Gemara, then we'll come back around to discuss this a little bit. So Zotma, Minol Doris Achan Mefin Adam Shnul Oris Rishon Amar Shmul Makro Vimhoye Sileish Unre Oleho Nidorim Shohoyu Oleho Kfar. The pasuk says Mhoye Sileish Unreho Oleho. Now the Gemara is learning Hoye Sileish refers to that double lotion over here. The Gemara is actually, we had maybe other joshes before. Maybe you have to just work out how do you do both. But akopam hoyisileish. The lashon of havaya is the lashon of erisin over here. We're talking about a double erisin, a second erisin. And on that, the pasuk says, you know, it talks about the oris achron that he could be mefer. That she's coming in with nedarim. Means nedarim were made before. The Oris Achron came into the picture, and that the pasuk says that he could be mefer. Zot the Gemara, Dil Mahani Milish Leinir Loris Rishon, Avol Nidam Shnil Loris Rishon Loi Motzi Mefer Oris Achron. Zot the Gemara that this is not a source for what we're looking for, because we're talking an advanced case. We're talking about a case where there was a shmia by the Oris Rishon. This pasuk just tells us that if a neder was made prior to the Rishus of the Oris Achron, he can be made for it. But maybe that's only if there was no Shmir. Zot Gemara, Olea Kro Yiseiruhu. The pasuk says, Unendareha Oleha. The Gemara understands that that's an Eiter, extra word over here, and that's coming to tell us that not only if it was merely made by the Oris Rishon, but even though there was a Shmir also, and okay, fine. So now we have our sources. Now like this, I mean, the Ran is, we'll see, is Ma'ir over here, and just in the reading of the Gemara would seem to say that we have a source in the Mishnah, that Oris Achron could be made for Nedorim that were near Loris Rishon. That's what it would seem to be, you know, from the Gemara, Manoan, right? And at that, the Ran is wondering, you know, where do you see that in the Mishnah? Where do you see that in the Mishnah that Nedorim that there was a Shmia to the Oris Rishon, you could be Mefer? The Mishnah itself, even though based on what we saw in the Ran before, without going into the Cheshbonis again, but the Ran told us before that the Mishnah true says that it was all done by Bayim, and that suggests that was a Shmia, but the Shmia could have been by the Av. Right, and this maybe has to do with over here, right? Because the Ran says that the Mishnah itself you could satisfy with a Shmia from the Av, and therefore the Ran says that in the truth, when this Gemara says that Minolon, we're not really coming from the Mishnah itself, because the Mishnah itself really one could learn that the Boy Bayim has to do with the Shmia as her Av. And the Mishnah is not discussing the dinner of Shmia of the Oris Rishon, and therefore, if you doubted the halacha that the Oris Achron can be made from the Dorm, that there was a Shmia to the Oris Rishon, you can't show me a Mishnah over here which says otherwise. So therefore, the Ran says that when this Gemara says Minolon, the truth of the matter is we're not really coming from the Mishnah itself. As a matter of fact, the Ran says that this Gemara is really all Shmuel talking, and Shmuel had a Kabbalah, Meiraboisov, that the Halacha, therefore the Mishnah, is talking about the Shmir Sa'orus. And therefore what he's coming to say that I know that this is the Halacha, and I'm going to tell you the source. Right? So it's not like it's a question and an answer, but it's a question in order to say the answer, right? Because he's really coming to tell us what the source is. He doesn't really have, a first step that I see the halacha, like, what's the source? Hakoponim. Right, so that's the Ran tells us just in the reading of the Gemara. Okay. Now, yeah.
I mean, you see, the Ran didn't have your question, but I still like your question, okay. but I see the Ran didn't have it.
Right. 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 Now we want to point out something over here in this sugya, and this is really the point that we mentioned before, that whenever we're discussing Oris Achron, so there's a step in between, right? So you have the step of the Oris Rishon at this point. This point that this naira over here is b'shus two people, the Av and the Oris. Then the Oris is nostalgic, Gerushin, Misa, he's added a picture. Now before the Oris Achron comes into the picture, as fast as it could happen, but there's still going to be, right, a point of time that she's back into the Rishus of the Av, and there's the halacha of Nisraikna, yes or no, right, depending on what happened, but that's the point over there. And then you have the Oris Achron, right? So what we need to know over here is as follows, that I would have thought just in light of that, and we're talking about the Oris Achron, right? Milchur, the Oris Rishon, he's already added the picture, right? He could have been added the picture for years, right? As far as we're concerned, right? But Yemashiyah, right? The Neder was his chedek was nisurik into the Av, right? In most cases, right? I mean, so when we're discussing the din of Oris Achron, this din of Oris Achron, where is he getting his dinim on this nether from? is it coming from the Oris Rishon? So till we see, I would have thought that the Oris Rishon is out of the picture. I mean, he's not here, right? I mean, he left the picture, and the schus that he had, it either transferred over to the Av, or if it didn't, shine, it just ended. You know, he's not here. I mean, he's definitely not part of the picture over here. So when we're talking about Oris Achron, right? So I had to help you understand the Oris Achron. Is he getting? Something from anyone, or is he getting something from the Oris Rishon?
Maybe better way.
Yeah, let's hear.
I'll go along. Meaning, if the Baal was Mefer, the father didn't hear.
Baal was Mefer.
The father didn't hear, and then right. The Baal died. Right, Lechora, that's a case of Nisroken. The father can now be Mefer the Neder, according to. It's seemingly right. According to Kulei Alma.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so now there's another Aris. It seems like he's getting his koach. I mean, you could say both ways. You could say he's getting his koach from the father, because at this point the father has it. Or maybe it's coming directly, which I'll explain when I do the second case. So the other case, where the father was Mefer, the Baal didn't hear, and then the Baal died. So in that case, Beis Hillel holds that the father can't do it. It's not Nisroken in that case because of Miklash Kalish. So now, how's it going to help if the father couldn't do it and now the new Aris comes in? How's it going to help? Lechora, we say that he comes in the place of the Baal himself. The case of the Baal himself. He's getting it directly from the Baal. He's not getting it from the father. His father never had that Kalish. Now I'm going to suggest something because you're pausing.
No. So what you're saying could be right, but we see at this point we're just a little new in the sugya. So that idea is really what we're wondering whether we have to accept. Right? Meaning to say that you're right. In this case, there's no insurrection into the Av, so there's no current bearer of the nether to pass it on smoothly, right? But Oros, I mean, he's been out of the picture for years.
So maybe that's the Bo Bayom.
What?
Maybe this, that the second Oros can take the place of the old Oros, maybe that's a din Bo Bayom. That din itself only helps Bo Bayom.
But is that true? Let's say there was no Shmir. Right?
What would if there was no Shmir?
So it sounds like there's no Shmir, definitely, right. We don't need a Bo Bayom. Right?
No Shmir of who?
Of the Oros. Oros Vishnu. Let's say anyone.
No, the father. Well, if there was no Shmi of anybody,
yeah,
well, that's no Shmi. Then it's a nothing. It's nothing. Nothing happened yet.
Why is it nothing happened yet? So how do you understand? And the nether was made. The nether was made.
Right? It's like if she made no a nether before any errors, and until you have a Shmi.
Oh yeah.
Nothing really even happened.
Is that true? Let's say, do we need a source at all? I think we do. No, isn't it warning more that we need a source that an Oros Achron can be made for even a neder that there was no shmiya? Isn't that what our Gemara is saying over here? Right? Then maybe the pasuk is without a shmiya. So it sounds like we need a source. We need a source, but it could be that the lumnus is maybe different there, right? But this is what I'm getting at, right? Right. So you notice that I'm really sort of trying to fight off this idea till we're forced to say it, right? Because what's really bothering me is that we understand that the din of nisroikna is some kind of Yerusha idea that, as one person is nostalgic, his thing gets passed on to someone else. But if it didn't happen at the point that he was nostalgic, so like, how does it happen later? Right?
Wasn't your case where the Aris Rishon heard and was Mefer, right?
When the Aris Rishon hears and is Bafer and the Baal didn't hear, and then the Aris dies,
right.
Then it's Nisroken to the father.
Right. Wait, say that again?
Then it's Nisroken to the father, for sure.
Which case?
The Baal heard and was Mefer, the father didn't hear. The Baal was Nifter.
Right.
Okay. That's Nisroken to the father.
Uh-huh. So what was your case, then?
The other cases where the father heard and was Mefer, and the Baal didn't hear, and then the Baal died.
Uh-huh.
So that's the case where Beis Hillel says, because of Ikrish Kalish, that it's not Nisroken to the father.
Okay.
So right. That's why I wanted to say, if the father doesn't have it, the only way that the Aris Sheni can get it is it must be that he's taking the place of the Aris Rishon.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Samakal is sort of forcing this idea that has to exist, right? But this is the point that I want to make, is that I would think that it will be faster acceptable, just in light of the idea of a nisroikna. There's such a musig as when one person is out of the picture, his rights get transferred to someone else. That's the idea of nisroikna. So that we understand that as he's nostalgic, it gives over the concept of Yerusha. Again, it's a light, comparison. But that's the idea that is as he's nostalgic, right, it changes hands. So that means it always exists in one rishus. Calls mind this rishus is shayach here. It's by him. Once he's nostalgic, it goes to someone else. And
Nisroikna work back to the Aris if the father's out of the way? I thought it went only back to the Av, because he was there in the first place. Nisroikna can go. Nisroikna can definitely go to
Av.
So, right?
so you are really right, right? That is definitely a point. So let's just feel that out, right? Yeah. So let me just talk in what we're talking right now is that it would seem to me that in Svara I can understand a transfer of Rishos, that as one Rishos is nostalgic, the Zchus HaNeder transfers into the other Rishos, and that's the idea of Nisroikana from the Orus to the Av. And now we're discussing the idea that when the Orus Achron comes into the picture, he has the Zchus. So on the one hand, that if you would be getting it from the Av, then that issue would be more understandable, that there's a constant transition out one in the other, in the other comes there, right? So that's what it would be. However, the like Machmas Bimur, there really is no din of Nisraikna from the Av to the Oros. That's true. But on the other hand, let's talk about what do you call this halacha when a koydmin, a very simple koydmin, she makes a neder by the Av, and then the Oros comes into the picture. Right? So he definitely, the halacha is he definitely takes over the neder, right?
Who, the Orus,
right?
So but with the Av.
So true that, yeah, right. So when we say that there's no din nisraikna, right, from the Av, that just means that the Chelek Ha'Av doesn't go to the Orus. Right. But the Chelek Ha'Orus, that's what we're discussing now. The Chelek Ha'Orus, which might have been resting by the Av, now that Chelek Ha'Orus to go to the Orus Sheni, That we didn't see a problem with that. The fact that there's no nisroikna from Av to Orus doesn't talk to that, right? So therefore, that maybe that could be the din of Orus Achron, that the chelik haOrus, which had transferred from Orus to Av, right, will transfer back into Orus, right? So that could still be acceptable in the svara of the Lomdus, the mechanics, how it works, and it's not a contradiction to this that there's no nisraikna from the Av to the Orus, like we're saying, because that's in the chelik ha'Av, and this is all talking about the chelik ha'Orus. But where we're going to have a difficulty is, like Michael's pointing out, and that's, and we're not going to have so much of a choice at that point. But if we have a nether which the Av never got, I mean, the Oris Rishon is nostalgic, and the Chelek Ha'Oris didn't go to the Av because there's a problem with the Nisraikna in that case, and now the Oris Achron comes into the picture, so he's not getting it from the Av, right? So where is he getting this from? So like this. So again, let's just see what.
Well, isn't he getting it from Shamo? He heard it.
The Orus Achron.
He has to have heard it, no?
Yeah, he heard
so
it.
So that's where he's getting it,
though. Now, when you say he's getting it, so so to me that sounds like, even though maybe this is not what you meant to say. But to me, that sounds like maybe he's getting on his own accord.
Yeah.
On his own accord. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? So 1 second. So let's hear about that. Meaning to say like this, that if there was no Shmir, let's say, right? Nobody then, right? Then what we could say is that just like the Oros Rishon comes into the picture, right? After the nether was made by the Av, the Koidman, he comes in, right? You know, if you want to understand how he gets it, because that's the halacha. The din is that the Oros has chusim in nidrei arusasai, and so with the erusin, you know, he has his chus, and his chus takes over part of the nether.
But does he also hear it? He has to hear it also, no? When he becomes an Oros, or just.
Well, see, the truth is that probably if we're talking about the Iker's Chus, that probably will happen even before he has a Shmir, I would think. Right, meaning to say like this. So let's say, in a preliminary case, or Rishon, she makes a neder by the father. Mm-hmm. Right, the father at that point, if he wanted, he could have made for it totally. Yeah. Right, right, whatever, you know, she's nisarsa, right, or he didn't hear it, whatever it is. Now she's nisarsa. Yeah. Now the halacha is that's the halacha, right? That of you obaila mefin the rel, right? The oris is made for it. Over here, that you need the oris to be made for at this time, at this point, once he comes into the picture.
So my question is: does he have to hear it, or he?
Yeah. So of course, an actual hafara required. Well, let's assume that it does, right? You know, everything is a shot. But I don't think he was alluding to that.
Yeah.
But you're right, right? As far as we're concerned, right? But see, there's two things, right? Because right now we're talking about at what point is he zoiche in the nether that he has dinim on this nether, then it might be that in order to make a hafora, you got to hear it, right?
Yeah.
But it would be mistaver, I think it's mevuyer, that even before he hears it, he has schia in the nether, he has dinim in the nether. He can't make a hafora maybe because hafora needs to hear the nether. But here, there's two things. In order to make for nether, you have to have dinim on this nether. It has to be in your reshus. You have to have rights to the nether.
Yeah.
Now, the rights to the nether, you have to hear it to get those rights. Lav dafka, not necessarily. In order to make the haforo, right? You need to hear. Okay, point. So these are two different things. So therefore, that's why it's possible even without the shmir, before the shmir. Aideh Erisin, he's here, right? And he has dinim in the nether. Akoponim, the av can't be made for a loan at this point, right? So that indicates that the dinim in the nether right now are not only by the av anymore. They came into the rishus of the oris, even though the oris didn't hear about it, doesn't know about it, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But if you want to know, could the oris be made for at this point? So, well, possibly not. Possibly not, but that's only more conditions in making a hafor, right? See what would be relevant to what you're saying right now? Could you get up and say, I don't know if she has an arm, but in case she made an arm, I'm being made for. That's what you want to know. That's the more later on maybe talks about this such thing. That's right. Okay, but sunachamo. So what we're saying now is like this: is that. Is that nidorim that were loy niru to the oris? So this is possible that the oris he'll get dinam on this nether the same way the oris rishon got dinam on the nether. That's not getting it from anyone necessarily. Right? So that could be this halacha. Therefore, it doesn't bother us the fact that the oris rishon is gone, is long gone. He's been out of the picture because we're not getting from him. That's possible. Right?
I mean, the difference is that when she made a neder by the father, and he wasn't mefer, and then she became an arusa that day.
Right.
And now the father has to share the rishus. And the baal is the oris is just getting it because he's the oris and the father has to share with him.
Right.
But there was no oris before.
Right.
In this case where there was an oris and a father and the father heard and was mefer, and then the oris got out of the picture and now there's a new oris. There was an oris there before who had some,
had
some schus in it.
That's true. But see, in Sfora, that's a chiluk in case. But l'chayda, I would say, at this point, the oris is not around, so he definitely doesn't retain the schus. So it's hard to say that he has it. You got to get it from him. Coming from that side, right? And it's like, that's really what I'm asking. I mean, I'm coming from the side that he's out of the picture. It's like, well, what does he have to do with this? Right? So definitely there's no question to ask that, he got it. How are you getting it from him? from where I'm coming from, Akopon.
So, if I understand correctly, if the Aris Rishon heard about it, let's say dies, just to make it more simple, right? And then there's an Aris Sheni, the fact that the Aris Rishon heard Baba Yom doesn't affect the Aris Sheni. Is that what the Rav says say? In words, that his Baba Yom, his Shmiya doesn't affect the second one, that if the second one heard about it a week later, his Yom Shomo is a week later.
So truth is, I wasn't really coming to talk about that. Mm-hmm. That wasn't so much the point. What I'm just discussing is that where does the Orosheni get his chus to be mefer from?
Right, but you're saying it has nothing to do with the Aris Rishon, so his Yom Shemiyah has nothing to do with it.
Okay, right, definitely. If it has nothing to do with Aris Rishon, then definitely he's not going to be limited, right, with the Shemiyah of the Aris Rishon. Right, that's what should follow, right, if that was true. And so what I'm trying to say is that in a case where there was no Shmiya, I would be easier to say that the Oris Achron is coming on his own accord, right? Now, I mean, you see from the Gemara itself, right, that the Gemara is saying, how do you know that the Oris could be Mefer when there was a Shmiya to the Oris Rishon? Right? So the mere fact that the Gemara is being Mechalik over here seems to suggest that the Neder somehow relates to the Oris Rishon here, even though he's out of the picture. Right? You know, according to where I was coming from, like it's all the same. Once you know he's out of the picture, then you know it, his Shmi is not Malo Merit. Alright? Because he's not here to retain. Even if it's true that his Shmi is a Schia, but that only if you're here, then you know that can make a difference. If you want to talk about getting it from him, but if he's not anyways, and I'm not getting it from him, so like, well, what's irrelevant? I'm just showing you where seems to be that we're forced to say this idea, which needs explanation. Really, you know how this works. That it would take a seem from the Gemara Akoponim when you talk about it, and a neder that was nearer the Oris Rishon, it seems to be that the Oris Achron is getting it from the Oris Rishon. There's some kind of transfer from there, and that's why the Gemara says that you're getting it from him. It was nearer to him. He was zayich in it, and how do you know a neder that he was zayich in it could transfer? Similar to the idea, I think we went through that by Nisraikna to the Av. So what we're just showing is that in as much as we're trying, I was trying to refrain from having to say that the schus is coming from the Oris Rishon to the Oris Achron, but it would seem that in the Gemara that there definitely is such an idea that. I think I see this in the point that the Gemara is dealing with right now. The Nedorim that were nearer the Oris Rishon, that the Oris Achron is Mefer, right? It would seem like that it's coming from him. And we'll see again in the Ran this idea. But just coming from the Gemara itself, it would seem like this idea. And the truth of the matter is that this still needs explanation. Like we're saying that because this is not an immediate transfer at the time that the Oris Rishon is nostalgic, the Oris Achron is not here yet. Right, so that means that when is this happening? When the Oris Achron comes into the picture, it could be years later, right? And he comes into the picture and he's getting his chus from the Oris Rishon, and would seem to be a chiddush concept. Akofanim, but I think that we're going to have to accept that, right, at this point. Okay, so let's hear the Gemara. Zot the Gemara, how do I know that a neder which was nira la'oros rishon, the oros achron could be made from, right? That's what the Gemara is dealing with over here, and the Gemara brings us psukim. And as we said, you see from the Gemara like this that we have taka that there are two sources that the Gemara has for the two levels of these nedarim. You have a neder shaloi nira la'oros rishon. Right, that's one that requires one source. Without a source, I would not know to say that the Oros Achron is Mefer. Now, maybe we should bring out this point that, and this is probably, I think you see what Michael said before, that it would sound like from the Gemara that we need a source, right? Meaning to say like this, is that, let's ask a question, right? Why do I need a source for a neder that was loy nir la'oros rishon, right? Let's just look at the oros achron as being the oros rishon here, right? So, I think you see this idea at the fact that the oros rishon existed at the time that the neder was made, and there was, he got dinim on that neder, even though there was no shmiya, but he had a din to the mefer even before the shmiya. That's how that makes it different than every oros rishon. Because every oros rishon is coming, it's only the av is here. So if he's only contending with the av, so that's the halacha that the pasuk tells us that he comes in, and he gets a chelik in the nether away from the av. But heichal, where there was an oros rishon in the picture, and he got dinim even without a shmiya, but the fact that he got dinim in it requires a source, and we can't just simply look at the second oros as a first time person. And that's what we mentioned before, that in a chenami, a nether which was not made yet at the time of the oros rishon, that means the nether was made after the oros rishon was nistalik, right? Even before the oros achron comes into the picture. Let's say a nether which was made after the gerushin, that's probably true that we will look at that. He's the oros rishon as far as we're concerned, right? Whatever history is not relevant. But once this nether existed at the time that the oros rishon was already here, right? So that nether is shayach to the oros rishon, and that we need sources for that. Now the first
sources to say why the
oros achron could be made for, mm-hmm. Right? Now what that first level source says, right? That maybe we could be stubborn and say that just tells us that we could look at him as like an oros rishon concerning that, and he'll come in on his own accord since there was no shmir. Right? Maybe you could try to do that, right? But akoponim, right, the next level over here sounds like that ayidei the shmir, that you can't do that anymore. Right? That's why we're looking for a specific source. So this is where it would seem like that he's getting it from him. Right? And now once you say that, so maybe in a chenami, even without a shmiya, you're always getting it from him.
Rabbi, I think if I got it right.
Yeah, let's see it.
Looking in the Rosh.
The Rosh, oh yeah. Yeah.
I think, I wrote it down. It says, the idea that the Oros Achron can be made for the Nedarim, as long as it happened on Bo Bayom, he says, is not because the Mishnah says so, but because Shmuel learned this from the extra word in the Pasuk of Aleha.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So is that relevant right now?
That's sourceful.
Right.
That's resourceful.
Yeah. I thought you were saying you're looking for a source.
That's part of what we're discussing, right? We were discussing maybe more the mechanics over here. But right, definitely what you're saying is true, right? Right, and I think the Ran would seem to be saying like that also. that the Mishnah itself is not a source. This at the halacha is true. Shmuel, you know, got it from Rabbi Yisov, and they got it from the pasuk. Yeah. Right.
So
yeah. So that's true. What you're saying, is true.
So what you're talking about is how does it go to the last orus is from Aleha, right?
So that's right. So there's always two things that we're discussing. There's the source. Source tells how you know that it's true, and then the mechanics, right? Those who work under the hood, you know, want to know. Okay, granted that there's a source that it's true, but how does this work? Right, you know, there has to be some kind of plan how to understand it. Right. So that's what we try to do. We try to understand that the taka. How does that happen? Right. So that was the other part of the discussion. Right. Okay. Zokt. Okay. So let's quickly see. Do you want to see the Ran now? No, we don't have to see the Ran now. We don't have time to see that Ran. So we're going to move on. Okay. Zokt more Tanya Kavosa Dishmo, and this is part of what the Ran's Rai is, right? We'll just speak through the Gemara, I'll bring a Rai to Shmuel. Now, what did Shmuel say? What does Shmuel take responsibility for over here? Now, again, if you learn the Gemara simply, it sounds like that we're coming off the Mishnah, right? It's not true, but I'm just reviewing it again. That the Gemara itself, at first glance, would sound like it's coming off the Mishnah. That it's mevuah in the Mishnah that the Oros Achron can be made from the Dorim that were near Oros Rishon, and we're looking for a source. So Shmuel tells us the source, right? So Tanya Kav also the Shmuel according to that would be that will bring a proof that this is the source, right? So as we learn through the Gemara, and you know, right, we go through the extended sugya. And at the end of the day, we're looking to see where does this price to bring us the source. We're not going to find it, right? So if that's what's happening in the Gemara, then there's a little problem. So on that, the Ran tells us, you see from this Gemara over here, that it's not just the source that Shmuel is telling us, but the actual halacha itself, Shmuel is telling us. So Avada is telling us the source, right? But without him telling us the source, we don't even know that the halacha applies. So when the Gemara says that menolon the oros achar mifrin the reha, right, this is equivalent as if we have an Omar Shmuel. Right? You should know that the oros achar is made for nedarim shnei oros rishon. And I'll tell you the source. How do I know to say this? Right, but he's coming to say the ikar halacha. So now when the Gemara says, Tanya Kavos say, the Shmuel, we're not looking for the source, we're looking to see whether the actual halacha is true. Right? Mm-hmm. Is that taka true that an Oros Achron can be made from the Dorim that were nearer to the Oros Rishon? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so let's see now. Zok the Gemara. Okay, we'll try to see if we could maybe initially just focus on where the Raya is, and then we'll come back around to explain. Zokt Gemara. Yeah? Tanya Kavos Shmuel, Narim Rosa, Avir Baila Mifin, Dereha, Ketzad. Which really, this halacha over here is really talking about the halacha of Oros Achron. Ketzad. Okay?
We're starting the share now?
Yeah. Okay. Alright. Zokt Gemara. Yeah. So Bryce says, cool, we're going to have two cases in the Bryce. Let's hear the first case. Shoma viho vohoferlo vlohispe kabal shmoy achemes. Okay. The nether, we make a nether. Okay, let's talk about a nether, let's say, is made when she's in Arusa. Right. Just to make things easier, maybe. Now, so Shomavi, the father hears the nether and he's made for it. The Orus didn't have a Shmir yet. Achemes. So he dies without a Shmir. Vinis Arso, Boy Bayom, Filome Pomim, or Vilbal Achem Fin and Doreho.
So the braise is again right. The point over here is the din of the oros achron, and the case that we're talking about over here. The first case is that there was no shmia to the baal. The mission, this braise that happens to be talking a case where the shemer is mefer. That's the cases that the braise is discussing. So the first case is that there's no shmia to the baal. The av was the one who was shoma, and he was mefer. The Oris Vishin is nostalgic. The case over here is through a Misa, not a Gerishin. Kinira, it's all the same. And we have an Oris Achron here. So the halacha is that Aviho Ubaila Achron Mefirin Nidoreho. So on the Oris Achron side of things over here, this is a case of a neder that was loy near Loris Rishon, that the Oris Achron is mefer, right? So this is not what we're looking for, right? We're looking for a case that the Oris Achron is mefer, it was near Loris Rishon. This case was not near Loris Rishon, right? So this is not a chiddush, as far as we're concerned. This you know, is our mission at least, and. Let's see the next case. Next case over here is Shoma Bailo. The next case over here that is discussed is when you have the Shmia is the Oros. Shoma Bailo v'Hoferlo. He had a Shmia. As a matter of fact, he even made a Haforo. V'lehispikav l'shma'a shemeis ha-baal. Choyiz ha-av mefer chelkoi shel baal. Now, the Ran tells us that this braisa is discussing the din of Oros Achron over here. So there is always going to be an Oros Achron in the case. So in this case over here, that we have a Shmia of the Oros. No Shmia mitzad av. Now the Oros Rishon is nostalgic, he's mace. And we have the Chozav and Isarsa. Right, that's where we're standing right now. And on that, the halacha over here is Chayzer Ha'av U'mefer Chelka Yishol Baal. That the Av is the one who's Mefer. Av is Mefer. So this case over here, that so far the Brice is saying that the Av is Mefer, and the Oros Achron is not being Mefer. Okay, so we still didn't find what we're looking for, right? Because this is the case that we're discussing, but it's not the halacha that we want. Right? The halacha of Chayzav Mefer Chelko Shel Baal, what this means over here is that Hagam, that the Baal was Mefer, but now that he died, so his Afor becomes Botel, and therefore it's necessary to redo his chelek, and on that the Braisa says the halacha is that the Av is mefer the entire nether. Avada the Av is mefer his chelek, and the Braisa come to say that the Av is the one who's mefer the chelkoi shobal. Omar b'nozen henin devi v'shamer avis hil oimrim ein yochol lehofer. B'nozen tells us, now, I mean, as far as we're concerned at this point, that let's just talk about the second case, right? The second case is Divrei Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel holds Ein Yochol LaHofer. Right? What does Ein Yochol LaHofer mean? Ein Yochol LaHofer means that the Av can't be made for by himself, like Beis Shammai holds. That the Av has to be mefer or only together with the Oros Achron. Okay, so this will be what we're looking for, right? We're looking for how you know that the Oros Achron is mefer the dorm that were near the Oros Rishon. That's this case over here. This nether was near the Oros Rishon, and the halacha is according to Beis Hillel that they're mefer together, right? And this that Beis Hillel is talking therefore, when Rav Nosson saying, "Oh, he'll be still any yochel lahofer," he's talking in context to Beis Shammai. Shitas Beis Shammai was that the av is mefer by himself, and on that, Beis Hillel is saying that no, he can't mefer himself. That there's a oris achron over here, and the oris achron has chusim, and the oris achron will play a role in the haforas haneder, and that's the raya that we're looking for. That Oros Achron is made from the Dorim that were near the Oros Rishon. Okay, so that's as far as where the Gemara is going. That's the Tanya Kavaseh Dishmu. Okay, so now once we took care of that, okay, now we could try to talk about the Braisa itself. Right? I'm getting a little confused with the time over here. Right? So I might keep you an extra hour here.
Well. Yeah. I can tell you, my shir, I don't know when the Rav is coming because he's in Eretz Israel. So
it's an hour by.
So yeah. Right now it's almost 11. Yeah. Okay. So let's get what we can. Now, as we see in the Ran. Right. The Ran tells us that there are the two sheets of Rishonim had to learn the Gemara over here. Right? I don't think we're going to be able to get to both of them right now. So just for maybe just to make things easier as far as finding
what we're talking about, arguing in the first case.
Yeah,
that
right.
Issue?
Okay. Yeah. So we'll go in order of the Ran, which the Ran really refers to the first pshat. As the Pirish Hamafoshim, not the way he would go himself, right? Oh. Right? So let's see over here. Zokt Ran, okay? We're gonna pick up over here.
Meaning that the first case is Lekulei Alma.
Right. Okay? So let's just see some Rans inside. Tani Kavas de Shmuel, I'm starting from over there. See, Tani Kavas de Shmuel, Dafinu Dom Shnur, Loris Rishin, Motzi Mefer, Oris Ar.
I don't see.
You see what that is? In our Gemara's.
Oh.
You see that? You got it? Tanya Kavosei de Shmuel. We're bringing a raya from a braisa to what Shmuel says. And the Ran, once again, stresses over here that what did Shmuel tell us? What's Shmuel responsible for? That feeling dumb, Shmuel or Srishin, even Nedorim, which were Niru, right? There was a shmiya by the Oris Rishon. Motzi Meifer Oris Achron. Oris Achron can be Meifer. Right? That halacha is associated to Shmuel. Right? You don't see that in the Mishnah itself. Okay. Now, Shoma Aviho Uhafelo. This is the first case of the Braisa. The Av hears it. He makes a hafara for his well Shmaya ad Shemeis. The Orus, he dies, he's out of the picture, without a shmir. Venis arso boy bayoim. Zokt the Ran, mishimhochi katani boy bayoim. The reason why we're talking about boy bayoim, the inis arso bayoim shiva acharov. Now, see something. Yeah, right. So this passage doesn't talk about when he dies. All right, we're just talking about. Is that right? Yeah, that we'll see. In we're just discussing when the Erisin is in conjunction with the Misa. Didn't say the Yom Shlachar of Kivan the Kishem Meis Balnus Rekun Shusli Yav. Because since once he dies, it's Nisrek Nishus Liav, V'loy Hofer, Boy Bayoim, Kaim Linidre. So the Ran right now, and we'll have to, you know, revisit this maybe after we discuss the next part of the Ran. But the Ran right now is telling us that the reason why we're talking about Nisasa Bayoim is because the previous stage of the case, which was that the Oris died, when the Oris dies as instructed to the Yav, right?
And so now, if the avish is shoysik to the at the end of the day, so then there'll be a hakoma now. So when the next oris comes into the picture, right, the nether was already hukum, so he won't be able to be made for it. Mm-hmm. Right, so that's what we're talking about in the Saras of Boy Bayim. Now again, just to stress over here that the Ran is explaining this because assuming that there's an Isreikna here. Right? There's an Isreikna to the Av. Mm-hmm. And since there was a Shmiya Mitzad the Av, so there'll be a Hakomo which will happen before the Oris came into the picture.
Mm-hmm. Which would work better like Beis Shammai.
Right. Okay, right. now let's see. Let's see. Maybe we'll just get in this next round over here. Avil bal ach mefin the rail. The loch over here is avila u bal ach mefin the rail. Pishuk tas of Yishenim zal the hach bovu kaim kamaiso divrei hakoil hi. Now there's a machlekes that the Ran is going to tell us over here. It's, you know, there are little calculations cheshbonis in the Gemara. Right. The Ran says that the Arishonim who learn the Gemara, maybe that's the simple mashmois of the Gemara, that the first case, there's no machlekes. That Reb Nosson comments that there's a machlekes of Bessel B'Shamay is only discussing the second case in the Gemara, right? And according to that, then machlekes of Megis Gaius becomes relevant, right, to the second case. And, you know, that's what, again, needs explanation. But that's the Hatzor, that's the outline of the Gemara. Right? That would be L'chor the Mashmois of the Braise itself. So, Pishuk Tasman Harushem Zal, the Hachbova Kamaisa Divri Akoilhi, the Plutid Beishame Beishil, be Idach Bovo Bilchud Hi. Right, the machlekes is just in the second case. This first case is agreed upon by all. Sok the Ran, but I have a problem with this. Utmihani, zokt the Ran, but there's I have a difficult question here. Loshon of a tema. Tema, the Beis Hillel Sfilu Miklish Kolish, Kivan the Shama Avia V'Hofer Lo V'Iklish Lehanidra. Now the Ran really is. Really, revisiting the previous sugya that we had a couple of lat ago, that the Gemara discussed a machlekes beisil beishamai. Right? If you remember, the Gemara over there was discussing a situation where a naimurasa, that one of the two makes the hafara, and we want to know at that point if she's over the neder, right, what's the severity level of the neder, basically. And the Gemara might depend on that on a Miklish Kolish and Megis Gaius, right? That was what was relevant in that sugya over here. And the Gemara came out as Machlekes Beisil Beishamai, whether when one party of the two makes his haforo, how does he affect the nether with a Miklish Kolish or a Megis Gaius? Miklish Kolish means that he weakens the nether in its entirety. And now the nether is not as chomer. It's not an issur that has the chomer of a chi of malchus anymore. One's over. That was Beis Hillel shita. Beishamai shita is Megis Gaius. Is that the nether is hutter more as far as we call it in the kamos? At half of the nether becomes mutter, and it's takanat. We don't know, you know, which half it is. So therefore, practically speaking, you can't really partake, right? You know, lechatchila in this. Akaponim Megis Gaius, and therefore the part of the nether which was unaffected is it's with the full chaymer, and you're liable for a malchus on that, right? That was negated in that. So that was shitas Beis Shammai. Now like this. Now the Gemara over there was discussing the halacha of Nisroikna. Right, that was the Gemara was discussing. Now the halacha, just to remind us again like this, the halacha of Nisroikna is a halacha which over there was relevant to the Av. That means once the Oris is out of the picture, now what happens to the Chelek HaOris? Does the father take it over? Right? So that's the halacha of Nisroikna. That the Chelek Ha'oris is transferred over to the Av, we'll call it, and not, that's what the Av is made for by himself. Now, and that sugya is mevui like this, that there could be that something happens to affect the Nisroikna. Something will prevent the Nisroikna. The Gemara says that if you hold Miklish Kolish, if you Maklish the Nether, now the Nether is not subject anymore to Nisroikna. Nisroikna needs, we need a certain Cheshivas, or a certain weight to the Nether in order for the transfer mechanism to work. And if the Nether is huklash, then it's not going to transfer. Therefore, according to Beis Hill, right? If the Av is made for the Nether, he's machlish it, and then the Oris is nostalgic, he's out of the picture, he dies, he's megarisher. Since the Av still exists, so his accomplishment in the Nether is in existence. So we're dealing with a Nether which is huklash. The din of the Nisroikna doesn't work on such a thing, right? In such a case, so therefore the Av can't be mefer by himself, the Chelek HaBaal, right? That was Aloch over there. However, according to Beis Shammai, right, that it's Megas Gaius, so whatever part of the Nether which needs Afara is B'Tokfai, it's in its full strength, so it is relevant, the din of Nisroikna. Now that was discussing the Av. Means say when the Oris is installed, and now you have the Av, and you know, does the Av get it now? Now we're talking about the same case, but we're in the next step over here. Right? We're talking about now the Oris Achron is in the picture. Right? And the halacha over here that says over here is that the Oris Achron is Mefer. Now the Ran over here is discussing, according to the Shitas HaMeforshim, that hold that this halacha is Lukulei Alma. Everyone holds to this halacha. Even Beis Hillel holds to this din. The Ran is Niskashen. The Ran is bothered. And the Ran is saying, I don't understand. I don't understand, Zok the Ran. That there's no Nisroikna on this Nether to the Av. That means before the Oris came into the picture, just one step before, right? The previous step, that when the Oris died, and now the Oris that farther here by himself. Now we had difficulties in the transportation of this Nether. We couldn't move it over to the Av since it was Kolish, right? Now the Oris comes into the picture, and the Oris now is made together with the Av. Asks the Ran, one second, the same problem that we had to transfer to the Av because of Miklash Kolish, that should also present a similar problem to transport it over to the Oris Achron. So according to Beis Hillel, this halacha shouldn't be true. So Dr. Ran, if you ask me, I would think that this halacha is totally in the Plugta, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. But these Meforshim learn the Braisa, that the Reish of the Braisa is Lukulei Alma. That means even Beis Hillel holds like this. So what's the Pshat? Right? Why is it true? Why shouldn't the Miklash Kolish affect the transfer of the Nether from the Oris Rishon to the Oris Achron? That's how we ask. Let's see how he asks it inside. B'timhani. The Beis Hillel, this Vilo Miklash Kolish, according to Beis Hillel, holds Miklash Kolish. That means that when the Av, in this case, was made for the Nether, he weakened the whole Nether. Kivin the Shoma Av HaHofar Lo, V'Iklash Lei, HaNidra, the father heard. He was made for. He was Maklish in the Nether. Dakati Isa Le'av, and the Nether is Biklush Shusa because he didn't die. We know the halacha is that the one that's made for, once he's nostalgic, then whatever he accomplished, you know, comes back. But in this case, the Av is still around, so the Nether is remaining in the weakened form. Vloibodla haforo delay, right? The Av, since he exists, his haforo doesn't come bottle. Or b'ze hechimotu Av oras achron lahofer. How is it that the Av and the oras achron mainly were focused on the oras achron to be mefer? The ha'amni beis hill ba'hi delayil. Hill says, Beis Hill says in that case over there,
of Shama Aviva Hofer Lov, Lo Hispikabal Shmad Shemais, they still hold the Ein Ha'av Yochel Hofer. The Av can't be made because of the Miklish Kolish. Right? In that case, we don't know the striker. Since the Nakash is Kolish, so it can't be transferred over. That's the concept of being Berushit. So therefore, over here, that you have the father and the Oris Achron, Maishno, right? What should the difference be? Now, just in light of what we discussed before, that we could see maybe a Pesach to this. That we were discussing before that the Oris Achron, this that he's Mefer, is he being Mefer, he's taking over, right? The Oris Rishon, is that what he's doing? Or he's being Mefer on his own accord, just like every Oris comes into the picture, right? Now, the problem that Ran has is obviously only a problem if he's getting it from someone else. So now he's saying, well, the same way that I've had a difficulty to getting it from the Oris Rishon, right? So how is the Oris Achron getting it from the Oris Rishon? But were it to be that in this case, which is a Loi Shoma, right? The Oris Rishon was Loi Shoma, right? So we could try to maintain what we entertained then, that it could be that the a nether which was Loi Shama from the Oris Rishon, maybe such a nether, the pasuk will tell us that the Oris Achron comes in on his own accord. He doesn't need to receive it from the Oris Rishon. If that would be true, then the Ran's question doesn't start.
Even by Kodmim, is the Baal getting it from himself, or is he getting it from the father?
He's definitely, it could be true that he's taking over a chelik that the father had before, but is he getting it from the Av? Is the Av transferred to him, or he's coming in, and with the Din Erisin, you know, he takes on his own accord. I don't need you to give it to me. It's something that I take with my dinner erisin. So it's not so much a transfer issue.
Yeah, I guess I would wonder. I mean, I don't lulit. There would be some kind of a netter that the father and the husband could do together that the father couldn't do by himself, and she made that as a kotman, and now she became an arusa. Would they be able to do it together? If the father himself couldn't do it before, you heard him asking?
Right, and what was the case again?
Let's say there would be a case.
All right,
That the father can't be made for by himself. Some type of a netter. A type of a netter that he's not allowed to be made for.
Okay.
But the Baal and the father together could be made for such a netter.
Okay, so that would bring out the point over here.
Right. And then, since she made such a netter before Erison, and then she would become an Arusa, would we say that the Baal and the father could now be made for it because, you know, even though the father didn't have the koach to do it before, but now the cousin is coming in.
It's not coming from the father, right?
Right, it's not coming from the father.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's what we're assuming right now, that the Oris Rishon, he comes in on his own accord, right? So if we could understand that the Oris Achron Akoponim, in the case of a Loi Niru, he's coming on his own accord, then the Ran's question doesn't start. Right, that's just a Pesach for maybe a different way. Right, the Ran is going to say different teretz, but thinking along those lines, the question doesn't start. The Ran is assuming that regardless, the Oris Achron is getting it from the Oris Rishon, and therefore asks the Ran, right? And you know, Alibet Emes, the Ran Taka holds that this is really right. He's just coming to answer for these Mefarshim. And he's asking quantum fortune that why doesn't the fact that it's Iklish affect the transport of that nether? Same way it can't make it to the Yav, you know, it should have a problem making its way to the Oris Achron. On that, Zok the Ran like this. When Nir Be'ein Alifi Devreim Zal, Right? Ran says that I will give an explanation according to the Shitas of Rishonim, the Hainu Taim and Shindele'el, the Ikashina Rishos. Now the Ran's make a difference, and we're gonna have to just still think, you know, why the difference makes a difference. but let's hear. Zokter Ran, there's a difference. The difference is as follows. The Le'el, the Ikashina Rishos, the Mantikle Hainidra Me'orus La'av. Before we were discussing the Oris is nostalgic, and now it's instructing to the Av on Oris, the Oris capacity, and now it's transferring to a different capacity, an Av. So that's where you find the halach is. They call Hecha the Kolish, Lei, Lei Motzi Mantik. Right? It can't be transferred one from the next. Avul Hocha, the Ika Oris Achron. But over here, that is an Oris Achron. Chazina leila hay oris achron. We view the oris achron kikare derishin. We look at him as if he is the foot of the first oris. These terms that you have in Yerusha, the Yerusha concepts. What?
Karedavu.
Right, bro. Karedavu. Right. So it's a good idea.
What does it mean specifically? Kar.
Leg.
Well, knee is like a kriya, no? Like
the
korin?
This is okay, right. Leg. In this case, it's like a leg.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kardavishim kivin the meoris loris koos, yavgab the iklish lei, nidra, even though it's in takan iklish, motzi avu baal lohofer. Tichagav lavin tuke. So the Ran tells us like this, that the problem that we had before, that a nether which is kolish has a difficult transporting, that's only if it's changing, it's in tuke rishusa. It's coming from one rishus to another rishus. That is where we have the problem. But if you're going from one orus to another orus, and that the Ran says that there's an association between these two people, it's the orus capacity. So even though, you know, it might have been initially by Reuven and to Shimon, but we're changing or from Oris to Oris. Right? That's what it is. And therefore, the Ran says that the problem that a nether, which is Iklish, doesn't exist by such a thing. There's no Intuke Rishusa.
What's the mechanics that a combination of transferring Rishus and Kodosh doesn't work?
You could explain in how you understand. I can't say that I would have said it on my own, but once the facts are given to us, I think last time what we associated it to the idea that sometimes that in order for something to be nitfis, you have to have a certain chashivas to the thing. And therefore, the transfer mechanism is only nitfis if we have our nether, which is with its full potency, its full power. If it's iklish, then it's too weak, you know, for the mechanism to. So yeah, right. I mean that these little words over here, right? Right.
This concept, just a minute, let's say in a more, you know, modern, you know, you might have an entity that owns a piece of land. You know, the entity could sell the land to somebody else, or you could sell the ownership of the entity itself. So the same entity owns the land. The land didn't change ownership.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the entity, you know, now has a new owner. I'm just giving it. What?
What's the nimshal there?
Oh, the nimshal here is that meaning the schus to be mefer is still by the oris. There's an entity called an oris, and so right. It didn't get transferred from the oris to a different entity like the father.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that someone else took over the shem oris.
The board members changed, right? But, you know, but the entity is still what it is.
Like a theoretical oris.
Right? Akapana said that. That's how the Ran explains that's the difference between this sugya and that sugya, according to the Rishonim, who hold that the halacha over here concerning the Oros Achron is Kuli Amar, according to Beis Hill. The fact that it's Kolish doesn't affect the Oros Achron from taking over.
So again, so the Rebbe's understanding, it's going directly from the Oros Rishon to the Sheni without the Av, or?
Yeah, definitely without the Av. Because in this case over here, there is no nesurah to the Av, so that chelik of the nether, right, which is shaykh to the Orus, never went to the Av. So it's, you know, if it's being transferred, it's being transferred straight from the Orus to the other Orus, and that in itself is the reason why it could happen, even though it's kolish. That's what he's saying, right? Mm-hmm. If it somehow would have made its way over to the Av. To the Av, then we would have a problem, because then it would be in Tukei Rishusa.
Because it's Kolish, but still they can be Mefer.
It still could transfer, right? Yeah. Right? That was the issue over here, right? Is it transferable? Right. So since it's not in Tukei Rishusa, right, we're not changing the type of Rishus itself, just who's maintaining that Rishus. That's what it is. That Rishus is being maintained through Reuven or Shimon. That's the difference. But the Teres Rishus, the entity, is the entity of Orus. That's all the same. Right? Very nice marshal. Right? Right? So that's why we don't have the difficulty of transferring. Okay? Okay.
I mean, just to... One is that the Ran clearly in this Shita has a problem of how, of why, according to Hillel, it says Bo B'Yom, because he really only explains that in the previous Ha'ara according to Beis Shammai, and he doesn't really mention the question, so just like maybe he doesn't mention this question, which he clearly has to have.
Right.
Maybe he didn't mention any of your questions that he also had.
Okay.
That's just one Ha'ara.
Okay, right.
But he just didn't get into them.
Right, very good.
The other thing is, I mean, if you go with the other Shita that Beis Hillel's arguing even on the first Bubba,
right?
L'chora, the Tom of Amud Beis is not applicable anymore. Meaning, here in the first Bubba, in the second Bubba, I mean, on Amud Beis, Beis Hillel says the father can't do it alone. He needs the Oros. In the second Bubba, Beis Shammai says the father can do it alone.
Right.
And then Beis Hillel comes and says, no, he can't do it alone. He needs to do it together with the Oros.
Right.
In the first Bubba, it already says that they do it together, the father and the Oros. So Beis Hillel's not coming to argue on that Nakuda. He's not coming to say the father can do it alone. And it already says you need the Oros. So he must be arguing on a different Nakuda if you're saying that he's arguing even on the first Bubba.
According to the Ran, that they argue in both, right? So come again. So what's the halacha? If there's a machlokes, so what's the din according to Beis Hillel in the first Bubba?
So that's what I'm coming to say. So what are they arguing on? Beis Shammai says you need the father and the Arus to be Mefer. And Beis Hillel comes and says, Lo Yafir. He's not, what's he coming to say? He's not coming to say, you need the Aris, like he says on the second Bubba, because Beis Shammai already says you need the Aris. So he's coming to say...
According to what Ran holds, you don't have the Aris, right? Because it's Iklish in the first Bubba.
No, I'm not even getting it.
You're not talking about that?
In the second Bubba, Beis Shammai says the father can be made for a loan, right? Chozer Avu Mefer Chelko. Right? And on that, Beis Hillel says, right? Beis Hillel Savri, Aviu Baal Achron Mefer Nidarechav.
Oh, okay.
But in the first Bubba, Beis Shammai already says you need the father and the Av and the Aris. So what Beis Hillel says on the second on Amud Beis doesn't apply to the first Bubba.
So I don't have the Chesh Bain said right, but you saw the Ran, he explains how each word in the word is referring to a different Bubba. in the Mornom Beis, according to his pshat. There's two things happening. Okay, here. Vegas guys are told into the ration.